And finally, a question from Ben Lucky, which seems appropriate because it's the 50th year of the laser, and on the Naked Scientist show recently, we were looking at laser technology. But he wants to know if you could use a laser to propel a spacecraft.
Well, yes, in theory you could. The way that any rocket works is that it ejects material backwards. And there's a principle of physics, the conservation of momentum, which says that if the rocket exerts a backward force on that material to accelerate it backwards, there must be an equal and opposite push pushing your rocket forwards and accelerating it to move faster. And what matters is how much momentum the ejected material has, and that affects how great the push is forwards on the rocket. So could you substitute the exhaust gases of a conventional rocket with a laser or light beam? Well, yes, you could, because light is made up of photons, which, although they have no mass, do carry a very small amount of momentum. So, for example, if you put your hand underneath a light, then the light is actually exerting a very tiny downwards force on your hand. You don't notice it because the force is so small, but it is there. So likewise, a light on the back of a rocket would push it forwards ever so slightly, but the problem is this force is so incredibly small. I did a quick calculation this morning of what power of light source you would need to replace the thrusters on the Cassini spacecraft in orbit about Saturn, which can produce a force of 440 newtons. And the answer is you would need a 130 gigawatt light source. So that's equivalent to the output of several hundred power stations all going into one light source. So this isn't a terribly practical way of propelling a rocket.
But of course, there are actually ways you can use the pressure of light. For instance, in solar sail technology, and I think there's just recently been an announcement that the solar sail of the Icarus spacecraft has been unfurled.
So this is a serious question because it's very inefficient to carry large volumes of rocket fuel around the solar system. And so people are continually looking for new ways of controlling spacecraft. And solar sails are one promising idea. How they work is you have a reflector which the sun exerts an outward force on due to radiation pressure. Also, the solar wind exerts an outward force. And what the Japanese Space Agency are doing at the moment is trialling this experimental solar sail Icarus, which is 20 metres across, and they're going to try and glide it down in the solar system towards Venus using the solar radiation pressure to control their direction as they glide through the solar system. And it will be fascinating to see how it goes.
That was Dominic Ford, Carolyn Crawford and Andrew Pontson discussing your space science questions. If you've got something for the panel to tackle, then get in touch by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com, or you can use our usual address, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.